Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
It just sucked the life out of me. And I just remember thinking, like, I don't know what I want to do, but I don't want to end up like this guy. And it wasn't a jab against the finance world. It was more just like, he literally had no life in him. And so I just got really curious, like, if that's not what I want, then what is it that I want? And everything kept being reduced to wanting to be happy.
It's episode 228. I forgot we're on recording video.
Dancing around.
Of the Silly Human Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. Two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy. Don't do it. And now you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is a repeat guest. We're going to start having some repeat guests. I'm excited about this.
We tell every single guest when they're done, hey, we just barely scratched the surface. We need to have you back on. We're going to start having it back on.
Right. We're actually going to follow through. So it's Kathleen Trotter. She's a fitness expert, a media personality, a personal trainer, writer, life coach, overall health enthusiast. She's the author of Finding Your Fit, a compassionate trainer's guide to making fitness a lifelong habit. We had her back. We had her on back in March, so I'm really excited to have her back on. Go to YouTube, watch the show on YouTube if you want. Subscribe now is down
either that
there.
Side or this side. It's one of these two sides. There's a subscribe button somewhere.
You point down and away from where I'm pointing.
I did already.
All right, so it's either one of those corners.
Everyone's gonna see my weird Band-Aid thing.
What happened to your Band-Aid?
I cut myself and I put
it on. That's an awesome story. We have some exciting announcements. So the shirts, right?
Yes.
So our good friend Danessa is going to start, I don't know when this episode is going to air, but on or about May 20th,
okay,
she is going to release these shirts in like a new color, like, I don't know, something fun, maybe yellow with black or gray or something. And it's, she calls it on her site, it's Betty Ruckus. Betty, like, you know, Betty, and then RUKUS.com, BettyRuckus.com. And our shirts will be on there. And that, whatever day that is, it's sometime next week, the week of the 19th, and we'll put it on Facebook. We're going to be, yes, like the steal of the day, and it's going to be like the cheapest it's ever going to be, the shirts. There's like no.
And also, you should all know that this shirt was designed by, and we're not kidding, by literally a world renowned, world famous artist.
That's correct.
Mark's brother, Jeff.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yes. And we're not kidding around when we say world renowned and world famous.
Yes,
he is literally world famous at his craft.
He is. He's very good.
Very, very well known in the art. The art sphere?
Yeah, that'll work. He stole all of the talent genes out of my mother's
womb.
That is true.
Yeah, he just sucked all those nutrients.
He was
right
the
out.
First one.
Typically, Brad sucked all, because Brad and Jeff are twins. Brad sucked all of the muscle building nutrients out of the placenta, and Jeff got everything else.
So here they are. They're in the womb, you know. And Brad like bullies him over, and he's like, "I'm taking all these," and Jeff's like, "Yeah, okay, I'll be better off."
Take the smart ones. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. So subscribe to us on YouTube.
Yes.
Watch on YouTube. We need to come up with some sort of when you buy the shirt, if you take a picture and post it on our Facebook page or tag Simply Human with your shirt on, guess what you get, Rick?
What I get?
Well,
or the person who
does it. Yeah, the person.
I would rather me get it, but okay. What do you get?
A shout out.
All right.
And we'll put your name on the screen. With the,
do you have the technological capabilities of doing that? You flash it on there?
Como no. Certainly. Sorry.
One of these days, we're going to do a whole show in,
Spanish. That's my goal. Yes. Okay, there's something. Okay, all that, and that'll all be in the show notes.
The reason we're trying to drive, real quick, while you're collecting your thoughts, we're trying to drive people to watch and listen on YouTube, because if we... we can figure out a way to make a little bit of money to offset some of the costs with, you know, the hosting and the equipment and stuff like that. And so if you are one of those people who listens for your podcasting app on your phone, well, at your desk at work, well, why don't you just have it on YouTube, put your headphones in your computer. You get the same show. We get a little bit of some of that stuff.
Chatter, so, chatter.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
No.
Hey, how about this?
We have to restart the show now.
Is that... How about this as an idea?
Yes.
A World's Okayest Mom podcast where Jen is the host, I'm the co-host. Think about how many downloads and subscribers that would be. There's 50,000 women in that group. So
it's
that's
an extremely popular group.
So that is a possibility coming up. I need to change hats. Give me a second.
He's putting a Chicago Bulls hat. Yep, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
So, I got it. I got the hat. I was reminded.
Why is it on crooked?
It's not.
Are you going to wear that?
Yeah, is that on crooked?
Yeah, it is on crooked. You need to go a little bit to this side.
That way?
There you go. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Hang on. It's cold in here.
I was going to put on like a Chicago Bulls jacket. I'll bet you $1 million.
How did you know?
Why are you now like a 92 Bulls fan?
I always was.
Because of the show?
No, it's just...
Hey, listen. You get one team, buddy.
Look, it reminded me of my childhood. Before I was a Mavs fan, before we had cable, you could only watch Bulls games on like Saturday.
Okay, well, it's 2020, and you can pick one team, so Mavericks or Bulls.
Obviously Mavericks. This is
okay,
not...
Okay, then take all... Quit buying Bulls
no,
stuff.
No, this is not a current... Bulls.
Okay, so
this is 90s Bulls.
I am wearing a Hartford Whalers cap, but okay. They don't exist anymore.
Then take it off.
They don't exist anymore, so I'm allowed to wear that, okay? And not, like, jeopardize my affiliation. But you're wearing the gear of a team that already exists, and so, like...
Six-time chance.
So sorry.
I don't even care that there's...
dancing. Yeah, we won the title back in 98.
I don't even care. Like, I wasn't even... By the time they won their first title, I was, thanks to... Well, maybe the first one. It was more like the late 80s of when I remember loving the Bulls, and I never could...
Late 80s?
Yeah. Like, when I was in elementary... Yes, like, when I was in elementary school, when he was, like, the dunk contest and all that, like...
That's when he was like starting to come into my consciousness, like just like around the when they were trying to beat the Pistons. So like the beginning of the 90s.
I could never afford the Jordans.
Yeah, listen, nobody else.
Yeah, no one could.
Well, lots
except
of people.
For 130 million people.
Yeah.
But that was back when, I don't know if you remember this, but they used to just have Nikes, right? Then in the late 80s, and the Jordans shoes and all that, Nike Air became a thing. It wasn't Air Jordan, but there were Nikes and it said Air under the Nike logo.
I remember that.
I could not even afford the Nike Airs, so I would take
a pen and write,
and write air,
air underneath. I have done the same thing.
I can like see the red and white high top Nikes that I did that to, and I wrote like I did it all. Like tried to do it symmetrical, make the eye like right in the middle. That was easy.
We bought my school shoes at Mervyn's before school
That's
started.
A funny name
regular
of a
old
store.
Nikes, so I wrote air underneath.
You did that too.
Yes.
All these years we've known each other, and we're.
Well, that's confessional time.
We're just now finding out what pathetic losers we are. Oh, wait.
I'm not just finding out.
We already knew that. Oh, man. Yeah, so we were in Lomita this weekend, and I got home and got all my stuff. You already had the hat, but this is pretty nice. You can't see this.
I'm imagining it's nice.
It's got, jacket. Like, the pockets.
Oh, it's a jacket. It's got pockets. Oh, and a zipper, too.
Zipper?
Jiminy!
Doesn't say anything on the back. What if it said, what would be a funny thing for it to say on the back? Buttman 69.
I was just about to say Buttman 69.
Oh, man. The next jersey I buy you is going to say that on the back.
I can't wait.
Oh, man. Getting someone a pet dog and naming it Fart, funny or not funny? Like that, they
you
can't
give them a dog, but it already has a name.
It already has a name. It's established.
Listen, that doesn't count. Like, you get to name your own animal.
No, what if it's like 3 years old and you
still
and its name
still,
is Fart?
You can do a name. You have a one time permissible name change
for dogs
for a new animal. Yeah, dog, cat, whatever.
Old Roger was in pretty bad shape.
He looks like he's in great shape right now. Hey, poke him and make sure he's alive. God, you and your feet. You're ridiculous.
My toenails were painted. If you're not watching on YouTube, you don't know what I'm doing. He got into a little back issue. Had to take him in the old vet.
I have a question for you.
He hadn't been in like 3 years.
Before we continue on this story.
Okay.
Okay, I love animals.
Bill.
Very much love animals.
Billy.
What is the monetary cap for you for a veterinary procedure, service, whatever? At what point do you go,
how old?
Sorry, bud.
How old is the dog?
Oh, does it matter?
To me, it matters. If it's one, it's a higher cost than if he's 12.
Oh, yeah, your investment. You're investing over a longer period of time.
So, okay.
Well, I mean, just say median age. Let's say 5 years.
Gosh, right now, $999.
$1,000?
If they're five, and the kids. Think about the kids.
Oh, hey, listen, they got to know about the circle of life.
Well, no. So we took him in. He could hardly move. He had a back thing. And we took him in, and the doctor was like telling us, you know, giving us the deal. And here's the
moving his hands around. We muscle, like that too.
Muscle relaxer. Actually, it was they came out, took him. We stayed outside. You know, COVID, and then they bring him back out to us. And we got in the truck, and so then he brings the dog back out, or the nurse does, and then they call you. So we're, like, talking to the vet in the car, you know, and he's, like, telling us what's all going on. And they was like, if the disc ends up slipping and or it becomes, like, a neuromuscular thing where, like, he can't, like, feel the ground with his feet, then you need surgery. And that's another conversation with the dog his age. And we hung up the phone, and I looked over at Halen. I was like, listen here, Halen. She's 10.
We got to talk.
I was like, if he needs surgery, like, I'm not going to not give him surgery because I'm a jerk. That's a tough thing for a 12-year-old dog to go through and then recover
from. You can definitely frame
from.
It as, like, listen, humane. Just be putting them through a whole lot and blah blah blah.
Right.
Whereas you're thinking like, I want to pay like
$1,500 or more
for this dog to like kick around for like another 6 months.
Yeah, like, we're like care flight him to Dallas for a neurosurgeon. Like, no, sorry, buddy. Well, it's like I stopped even like taking him in for like his like, you know, rabies and heartworm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's 12. It's like he's not around any dogs. It's like whatever happens to him is just going to happen. And I've told Halen, like, I'm hesitant to even take him because they're always like, hey, it's going to be like $100 just to get him up on his shots.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I used to hate. I sent my dog to go live with my parents in the country.
Ron?
Probably about a year ago. No, Yoda.
Ron is dead.
Ron. Yes. Thanks. Why don't you bring it up some?
Sorry. Yoda is a cute
dog. I sent my
dog
to go live with my parents because my dad's retired. My mom she's been telecommuting even before COVID. So they're both around the house all the
don't
time.
Be in the screen.
He needed some space where he could go run around and, you know, be more like a dog, and they pamper him. So I sent him up there. But like before that, yeah, it was the same thing.
Is he also preparing for the world's ugliest dog competition?
No, he's cute.
Yeah, sure.
You have no idea.
He's on our YouTube channel.
Yoda is.
Yeah.
Really?
If you go to our YouTube channel, there is a video of Yoda. Oh gosh, it's 8:29. Hold on, can we see?
Oh, hang on, let's see if you can.
Yeah, he's just like, he's an angel dog. He's being blinded by the light, wrapped up like
crap,
a douche.
I can't figure out the light here.
There we go. Yeah, he's pretty cute. Okay, so Kathleen should just pop in if she hasn't. No, she's not.
Yeah,
here.
That's how it worked last time. We just talked until.
Oh, how about the new music? I hope everyone likes the new music.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We had to change the music because the old one was copyrighted.
Here she is.
So if
we're just talking about the music. Kathleen, are you there? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Are you okay doing video?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I actually just, because when I saw that you were doing that on the invitation, it said video, because they hadn't actually sent, anyway, doesn't matter. I was like, I finished my client at 9:10 and I literally haven't washed my hair in like 7 days. I was like, I just got in the shower. I blow dried my hair. So like, yes, I'm prepared to do video.
Wait a second. Sweet. You said 9:10. Are you from the future?
I am. I have a DeLorean. My best
tell me
friend
when's the World Series.
Exactly. My best friend is Marty McFly. Like, we
watched that with my kids.
We watched it this last weekend
too. It's a
too.
Pretty
really?
Good little movie.
Yeah.
It holds up. It like, hey, my 10-year-old, whenever the mom is kind of coming on to her son and she got that weirdness. She was like, ugh. You know, my other kids are just like,
Marty, your mom's pretty hot. Like, yeah. I don't tell you, pal.
And she's in The Outsider.
It doesn't count.
HBO.
You're in the past. Nothing you do counts. It's all right.
Nothing you do counts.
Oh, man. So we were just talking, Kathleen. The last time you were on was, I looked, it was in March of last year. I can't believe it's been a year, more than a year.
Oh, my God. It's just insane.
It's been crazy.
Time is this weird thing where, like, you know what they say, like long days, short years. Like it's exactly. It's like every day feels like it's so long, yet a year goes by like a month. Like every. Oh,
yeah.
She's probably like, "Why is this guy wearing all this Bulls stuff?"
Yeah, Mark's on his way to the Bulls game.
Okay.
He's going to the United Center right after this.
It was a bit I was doing. I need to take this jacket off.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I was going to say something about. Where are you calling from right now? I'm imagining it's somewhere
Toronto,
in
the Canada.
East.
Hey,
Coast.
All right. I love Canadians.
Pretty cool.
I love everybody, but generic. I love Canadians specifically.
Good. I'll take it.
I'm a hockey nerd, so.
There you go. Okay.
Are you a hockey nerd?
I'm a hockey nerd through my dad. He's like 77 and still plays hockey. Well, not anymore, but like pre-COVID, like 4 days a week. And like, I'm, you know, and we have the rivalry. My partner, James, is obviously like Toronto Maple Leafs. And then my dad is Montreal Canadiens because he lives in Montreal. So there's like the family rivalry and like all that kind of stuff.
Montreal has won, they won a Stanley Cup. They won a
They have won a billion.
I know.
Stanley
I'm
Cups.
Joking. I'm joking.
Okay. I thought you were.
They won like 20.
Like, they won one time.
Yeah. So I have a theory. Have I told Rick? Have you heard my theory on time? Why it seems like it goes faster every year? Have we talked about this?
I don't think we have.
So this is my theory. So when you get to your first birthday, you're 1 year old, right? That year makes up 100% of your entire life, right? At your second birthday, that last year made up 50%.
50%, yeah.
And that number just keeps getting smaller. Every year is a smaller
percentage.
I hate to
tell you, but I don't think that this is your theory. I think that this is a lot of – that's sort of what it – because it's like every day takes up less of your space in your car.
Okay, here's
like
another theory I have.
One day, yeah.
Water is good for you. You should drink
– no!
There's this stuff – I mean, I'm telling you, when I'm thirsty, there's nothing like it. It's really good. Okay.
Oh my God, I love how you're like, hey, listen, I got this theory, okay? Energy equals mass.
There's this thing called gravity.
Okay? Stay with me here.
Whatever.
Fall down terminal velocity.
What was that? Got
terminal
that, Richard?
Velocity. Yeah. Don't you dare mock me.
Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious. This is great. This is amazing. I love it. You're making my day.
Awesome.
Well, I'm glad.
So let's talk about what
yes.
Toronto.
Yes.
What, like, we're in the, like, Texas area. It's like, what is happening up there? Is it the same kind of stuff that we're going through?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's on a degree everywhere. Like, so Canada is very, like, big, and, like, you guys have different sections. So, like, up north in Canada.
I think, you know, Canada is very big is an understatement.
Is like a gravity. Yeah. Yeah. It's like gravity statement. But I just mean, like, it's very diverse. So
right.
It's like,
oh, right.
You know, up north in Canada, where there's, like, one person every 100 miles, like, there's, like, no cases. So up there, they're basically, like, living their best lives. But in Toronto, I think it's much more akin to a big city in the right. States. Like, you know, we had 2 weeks of absolute lockdown. This week, our garden center's open. This weekend our parks are supposed to open, so we're in sort of like ever so slight gradual reopening, but I think it'll see what our numbers happen, like what they continue to open, but some of Canada, like Saskatchewan, which is one of our provinces, opened, like they have physio opens, they have like hairdressers are open, BC's very much open, so it's I think it's like you guys, like it very much differs depending on where you are.
Right.
But Toronto, we're in we're not in quite lockdown. Like we're allowed to go out for walks and stuff.
Toronto's the biggest city. That's the biggest city in Canada, right? Largest population wise.
I don't know if it's either Toronto or Vancouver.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Alaska.
I'm going to have to Google this.
It's Alaska.
I have no idea.
Rick, it's Alaska. Clearly, he's not listening to me. Hold on. So, what was the show with Luca? What's his name? Don't F with Cats. Did you watch that?
Part of that took place in Toronto.
Did you watch that?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have Netflix? This is like the perfect time.
Do you have
time.
Netflix in Canada?
Don't F with Cats, and it's not a comedy. You have to watch it.
Okay, it has your F the cats?
Don't F with Cats.
Oh, okay.
No, that's my film. Okay, that's a different one. The title is
I feel like that's a lesson I might have already learned.
You're like, okay, it's not the normal Netflix. There's this back room Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Back door. I was like, what?
Yeah, where there's animals involved. Don't F with Cats.
Okay.
And Toronto, they're part, like, the physical city of Toronto plays in to, it's crazy. I can't believe you haven't seen it. Rick, what's the answer?
Toronto is the largest city by population in Canada.
There you go. Amazing. I did not know that.
Pumping his fist like he named an actual city. Hey, Mark, I'm sorry, we could pause for short. Name me five cities in Canada, Mark.
Okay.
You already have one. We've been talking about it for like 5 minutes.
Alaska. I'm kidding. Toronto. Toronto is that one.
Okay.
The one on the other side is Ontario.
That is not a city. That is a province. It's a state, like a state.
Okay. Okay. Then there's one on the other side. Montreal.
Okay. There you have two Montreal. Cities.
Okay. Now you have the one that's just north of that one, which is Metchian.
What was that? Okay.
Wow.
First of all, are you guys recording this?
Yes. This is
the show.
This is the show.
This is the show?
Yes.
I thought we were just totally shooting the show.
I got my
show, baby. Oh, right here.
I got my bleeping tool all over the place.
I have not said one thing about fitness so far.
No. We'll get there. Yeah. Our job is to steer you towards it, but people enjoy our witty repartee.
Or is your job to just totally trick me into thinking that I'm just like having a conversation? And really,
we've had shows where like
we get to the end and they're like, "When do we record?"
3 minutes of the guest actually talking about their area of expertise.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
This is maybe my favorite podcast I've ever done.
We have,
and it's the second time you've done it.
I know, but see, the first time I did it, it was just the two of us. Yeah, we didn't have all three.
That's right.
And so it didn't have this. So I was just sort of like, oh, you know, like both of them have never worked with me before. We're just going to like, you know, chat away. I'm like swearing my mouth off.
No. I got a bleeping tool. Like, I got to use it for Rick all the time.
Yeah. Okay, but people don't realize that I swear. I have such a fucking potty mouth. But like people who know me don't actually know that about me.
Well,
so now you've let the cat out of the bag.
Well, do you want me to go in and like cut out
all about cats?
Do you want me to?
I don't want you to cut out anything.
Okay.
No. I just was surprised.
Okay, perfect. We already
so people.
So the last time we had you on, we guessed. I guessed your birthday, and I guess I didn't record it. I didn't say. So what? When is we always do it? We guess your birthday. Rick wasn't on last time. We couldn't do it. When is, we'll just ask you. When is your birthday?
Actually, I just had my birthday last week, May 4th.
And that's what I was going to say.
May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. Thursday. Yes. You can never forget my birthday. And it was maybe my best birthday of my entire year because, no, but, well, yes, well, of the entire
best
year.
Best birthday
but yes, of my
year.
Entire life. but of my entire life because, listen, I actually got to do exactly what I wanted to do because I couldn't do anything with anybody because we were in isolation. So, like most birthdays, I have this debate. Either I do the things that people want me to do and I feel slightly resentful, or I say no and then I feel unbelievably guilty.
Guilty.
Right? So it's like, which is better? And now this birthday, I didn't have to say yes to anything because I wasn't allowed to do anything.
Yes. And you didn't have to feel guilty.
No guilt, no resentment. I had the best day in the entire world. It was like,
what did you do?
Kathleen Day. What did I do? I did a Pilates, like an online Pilates class. I went for a run.
Nice.
I actually recorded a podcast, which is one of my favorite things to do. I love these things. I did a little bit of work. I watched some TV. I never watch TV at like 9 a.m. in the morning. It's like so decadent. And then my
it's like you've
James,
given up for the day. If you're watching TV at 9 a.m., it's like, I'm done.
Everyone was like sending me these happy birthday emails. They're like, how are you? And I'm like, well, I've given up for the day. It's 9 a.m. and I'm already watching Netflix. and then James, my partner, he's a great cook. So he made me roast chicken and it was great. I did some like Zooms with some friends and stuff. And one of my girlfriend's best friends dropped over like a gift and we did like I was on the porch and she was in her car.
There you go.
Social distancing thing. But it was honestly, it was really refreshing to do what I wanted. And I remember I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks ago and they said like, in this time, don't just think about what you're missing, but also think about what you're not missing.
Mm.
And then when this is all over, try to like keep both of those things in mind. And I was like, yeah, I'm not missing resentment. Not missing guilt.
We talked about this last week in Crosstalk, Rick, and I'm going to ask you this because I feel like this is going to kind of get us going here.
Okay.
Because we've already wasted 10 minutes. That's not a waste. People enjoy this kind of thing. Okay. I asked Rick this last week. Okay, there's all these new practices that we individually have as individuals and that the society has, right? What one thing, handful of things do you hope continues either individually or as a society, like once all this is over?
Are you asking me? Or
yes, I'm asking you.
Oh, sorry. I thought you guys
were... I thought you were just
very
like...
clear then, Mark.
No, I'm just... thinking. What... one or two things. I think it's the ability to sort of find a middle ground, I hope, is what continues. So for like, if we take my business, before I saw everybody in person, and if I had said to somebody, oh, you know, you're going on vacation, why don't we do a Zoom session from vacation? What they would say, like from your cottage, let's say.
It's like, I don't have the technology. I don't know.
Yeah,
how that
they
would
say, I don't have the technology. Or they would say, well, it's not worth it. It's either in person or it's bust.
Right.
Like, yeah. And I think with fitness, one of the keys is to just always have a solution. Like being active is a non-negotiable, and how you make it happen, that's where you have to be ingenious and you have to come up with a good solution. And you have to be willing to say, it's not always going to be the best workout, but something is always better than nothing. And I think that that's what's come out of this time is like, I'm now seeing all of my clients over Zoom and people are saying to me like, oh my God, when everything goes back to normal, I'd like to do a combo of Zoom versus not. So if it's like a really crazy snowy day, I'm just going to do a Zoom call and it won't be quite as good as in person, but it's better than like not showing up, which is what some people would do. You know, they'd be like, oh, it's snow, I'm just going to stay home. So I hope that with fitness, people continue to be like, oh, I can't get to the gym today, but I can do a workout at home. Or I can't go to my favorite Pilates class, but guess what? I can do an on-demand yoga by Adrian class. Or so because I do think that we shoot ourselves in the foot with fitness of this idea of like, if it's not an A+ workout, it's not worth doing. And that's just bull. Like, exercise is about consistency. It's about every day being like, how do I move my body? And some days are going to be an A+ workout and some days are going to be a C plus workout. But the C plus workouts shows you that you show up no matter what, that you're a professional about your health, right? Like, you don't always want to go to work, but you go because it's your job. And that's the same thing with health. You just have to be like, like, I do this no matter what, and how I do it depends on my day.
Right. And it's the accumulation of
fitness. It's the compound interest of all of those choices. And sometimes you make the biggest gains on the days that you think are going to be the worst workout. And then sometimes the workouts you think that are going to be the best workout are terrible.
Right.
But it's the showing up. It's like bum in the seat. It's And it's day after day, and it's consistent.
Here's another thing that like a mental thing that I think it's like, there are days I have been, more consistent, on, I'm doing this like, strength training plan. I have basically a weight room in my garage. So that's like awesome. All my friends and brother and everything are like, oh, all the gyms are closed. I'm like, yeah, I've got one right here, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I've so that, my you, own. It's all good.
So it's like, there was a day that my back was kind of tweaked and I just didn't really feel it. And I was just like, I don't want to work out today. But I went out anyway and I just like forced myself to do it. And afterwards,
and
I was
after.
Like, oh man, like I feel so good. Yeah. Like, that's
well,
so.
Listen, the worse your mood, the more important your workout. If you already feel good, you don't need to work out so much. Like, I say that to clients, literally. Like, if you're having a good day, those are the days I don't mind if you skip the So much about exercise is your mental state and showing yourself that you are the type of person who shows up even when you don't want to. But on the days you feel like absolute dog, those are the days that you say, like, blah, 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 get your ass to the gym. Like, I will always feel better when I'm done. I think a succinct way to answer the question that you asked me like 10 minutes ago is just, I hope that what sticks is people's ability to be creative about their workouts and find solutions.
Right.
And just to get over this like perfectionist mentality, you know, create a gym in your basement, create a gym in your garage, do workouts, you know, with your kids at home while you watch Netflix, like whatever it is, just do something. And get out of your own way. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to get done.
I love, there's basically one bike shop in the city that I live, and they don't have any bikes. Like, he, in 20 something years, he's been open. He's never been out of bikes.
Like a bike store, like a spin bike store?
Yeah, like a bicycle.
Motorbikes?
No, like bicycle. Like, okay. Yeah. Because people are just going and buying bikes. And like all the bikes that enter his shop, his racks are full. But it's all like repairs he's doing on people's bikes. Like, because people are like riding their bikes and like getting the family and riding bikes. And
I
love it. Yeah.
Well, and it's cool how people are finding these solutions. So I'll give you another example. I have clients who are like – isolating. So one day, my 5 o'clock today, for example, she is Toronto isolated. And then her daughter is in Chicago isolated. So what we did was a 3-way Zoom call, and it was super, super fun. Right. So, and it was a way for them to see each other as a family. Right. Yeah. But it was also a way for them to get fit. We would have never thought of doing like that. Daughter has lived in Chicago for 10 years. That mother has been here training with me for 15 years. Have we ever done a communal Zoom call? Like, no. Like, how cool is that? And I bet her daughter will continue to Zoom herself into the workouts even when her mother is back at the studio with me. Like, we'll just put my computer out.
Yeah. It's so easy. We all have the capability now.
It's so easy.
Well, like, even not even with like working out.
Why didn't we think about that?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, like Rick, like we've been playing Zoom games with my family and like with Rick and some other friends. Like, why do we have to like plan a weekend to drive over and have this whole thing? Why can't we do that at once a month? That's
totally
super fun, you know?
Yeah.
Tell you what, I wish you had your time machine going so I could go back in time, like maybe 9 weeks, and buy a billion shares of Zoom.
Yeah,
oh my God.
No kidding.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so crazy because we all use Zoom as like, even if you're using WebEx, everybody's Zooming. Like it's just
like Kleenex.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. What happened to Skype? Yeah. I feel like Skype, like,
they
just
missed the boat, man.
Seriously.
I don't know what happened.
Skype used to be the thing, and like, it's just gone. Zoom just like went over to Skype and was just like,
Zoom, man, I feel like Zoom is so much easier because we used to do the podcast on Skype.
We were already Zoom experts before.
I would Skype.
You were already.
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing Zoom for probably like a year or so.
It's been like 2.5.
Has it been that
long?
But we used to do Skype, and just I haven't heard anybody use Skype in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel very lucky because I was already using Zoom for my group coaching. So I did. Yeah. I had the platform. I knew how to use it. So when we got shut down, I wasn't I was like, oh, I know how to do that. Whereas I think a lot of my colleagues or just even people in other professions, like my mom's a therapist and she had to learn how to use this for her therapy clients. And she was freaking out because she's not good at technology. She'd never used it before. It was a lot of change. So I feel good that I already knew it. But it's funny because it also just makes you realize that there's pros and cons to everything. So would I rather see my clients in person? Sure. But at the same time, Zoom, if I do a workout with them, I can record the workout, send them the workout, then they can just repeat it.
Right.
So there are pros that, you know, I try to be as positive about it as possible. Like if you have to use Zoom, if you can't go to somebody in person, you might as well look at the positives. And one of them is that I can send them homework. Like if we're doing an exercise and they're like, oh, I kind of like this. I'm like, okay, oh, well, let's video it. I'll send it to you and you can do it every single day, you know? So that's useful.
Good idea.
I just thought of something. Do you care that your email is showing?
Oh, no, it's fine.
I don't think any of our listeners are going to like.
No one's going to send you just like, just.
They're like, oh, she likes dead cats. I want to send her cats pictures. Hopefully no one will do that.
Please don't send me cat photos.
Okay. Well, hang on. Last time you were on.
Can send me fitness questions.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I just fitness thought of that. That's live and learn with cats. The whole video thing. Tell them that we've started. And make sure that this name
or maybe display. Don't tell them that I started, because I actually do feel like you got a much more authentic version of me,
yeah.
You know, than a lot of podcasts. So.
Okay, there
the
you
chit-chat.
Go.
The chit-chat section.
The chit-chat.
Let's. Last time you were on, we talked about the Daily Stoic. We talked about journaling. You know about those things, and there's that whole idea about control what you can control.
Yes.
What are you telling people and your clients now in this? Like, well, I can't do anything. I might as well just, start drinking beer at 8 o'clock, you know, a.m.
So I say a lot of things. So I wrote this blog post called Always Taking the Path to the Right, and very much based on Stoic, The Obstacle is the Way, Holiday book.
Have you read Stillness is the Key?
I have not. I've listened to a lot of him talk about it. It's next on my list.
I'm 75% of the way done with it.
It's
great. It's just that's just going to be one that's just on my. I just
on your thing.
Start
yeah.
it.
I do love him. So yeah, it's on. I've actually purchased this off of Audible, but I haven't listened
Sweet.
To it yet. But I love his podcast, yes. The Daily Stoic podcast. Always take the path to the right. So the idea is, I say to my clients, listen. This pandemic is here no matter what. It's not like if you yell at the pandemic and swear at the pandemic, it goes away. It doesn't care what you think of it, right? Like, so getting mad, getting upset, drinking a bunch of alcohol, it doesn't do any good. So you have the two paths. You get upset, you're frustrated about the pandemic, you're frustrated about the fact that you're isolated with your kids and whatever. You can either go to the path to the left where you still have the pandemic and then you also gain 30 pounds and feel like absolute dog crap. Or you can take the path to the right, which is I make the best decision possible in this moment. I make the best choice. I make the choice that's going to make my future self proud. In one way, you compound a bunch. You compulsively make the whole situation worse. Because guess what? You're going to wake up. This is going to be over. And then you're going to be heavier. You're going to feel terrible. You're going to be super frustrated. Or you can wake up in a month or 2 months or 3 months or whenever this is over. And you can be like, I feel proud of the decisions that I made.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And I say that to myself so many times during the day, because there's so many times that I just want to like throw in the towel and I get frustrated. And, you know, I find that although I love being with my clients and I'm so grateful for Zoom, it's actually much more exhausting than in-person training. So I'm tired. So I just say to myself, Kathleen, what do you want your future self to think of you? Where do you want to be? What is going to make, you know, 6 months from now easier to handle? And that's the path to the right. And then also those taking the path to the right is going to make this situation better, because listen, I am a so much better partner to James if I am exercising and eating well.
Right.
I can sleep better if I'm exercising and
eating
well. That
goes for parents.
Snap
like,
at my clients. Yeah, like everyone, right? So if you want to be a better spouse, if you want to be a better parent, if you want to have more patience, all of those things, you have to, you know, you have to put on your oxygen mask first. Like you have to take care of yourself. And it also just feels empowering to control what you can control, right? Like it does not feel good to be like, F it, I'm just going to give into everything. It feels much more like I'm a survivor, I'm strong, and it bleeds into everything else.
When you're obsessed about things that you can't control, then all that does is just you're banging your head against a brick wall because you have no control over them. And
Absolutely.
Then that's going to lead to just spiraling anxiety of what if, but you don't, I mean, worrying about the, you know, we'll use the pandemic as an example, you know, yeah, you can take precautions and you can be smart and you can make good, healthy choices.
Wash your hands.
But
whatever.
Like, you know, there's a whole large aspect of this that we have no control over. And
absolutely,
so you might as well just, you know what, when it's, I would love for things to be wide open and everyone living their normal lives by, you know, June 1st. But if that's not how it goes, then we just have to roll with the punches, you know, understanding that like, that controlling you and recognizing that all this other stuff you can't control and just, hey, I can't, you know, I have to accept them for what they are.
Yeah.
It's well, like there's the other side of the coin.
For sure. And it's that space. It's the Viktor Frankl quote, right? Like our biggest amount of power in life is the space between stimulus and response. And not worrying doesn't mean like going out and like sneezing in people. Like it's not being stupid. It's just being rational, right? Like it's not that when I say to my clients, you know, control what you can control, it doesn't mean that I'm saying to them, go out and make like idiotic choices.
You're like remote control on the TV. I can control that.
Yeah. It means like respond intelligently and honor the emotion, but don't believe that the emotion dictates a bit. So if you're sad, I'm not saying to you, don't be sad. I'm not saying to you, don't like think about your spouse or don't think about the situation. You can be sad, but then guess what? If you're sad, phone a friend and talk about it and find a better solution. But don't think, oh, well, because I'm sad, then I'm going to eat a bunch of these cookies, right? Like it's, you have to find that balance because for sure, this is hard times, but honoring the emotion doesn't mean
letting it control you.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's that control. You can't switch off an emotion. It's not possible to switch off lonely or to switch off, you know,
angry,
you know, tired or angry. You can't switch those on and off. What you can control is your response to those.
And I would also say that to quote Tony Robbins, the idea of state story strategy. So if you are feeling lonely, then or sad or frustrated or angry, you're in a very certain physiological state, which is going to make you create a very certain story about the situation, like it's very negative, very pessimistic, all of those things, which is going to end up creating a really negative strategy. Like I'm going to eat all the cookies kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is to change your physiological state, meditate, phone a friend, go for a walk, put on some music, dance around, listen to a podcast. So don't like on, yeah, exactly. Be a little, yeah. Like honor that emotion. Don't say like, well, I'm not that things, but do something active to change the state. And that even could just be some really good self-talk. Like one of the things I always say to myself is, Kathleen, the boulder is only heavy if you pick it up. So don't pick it up. Like don't pick up that worry. If in the future you need to pick up the boulder, then you're going to be better able to handle it if you've left it on the ground. Like if you carry around this really heavy boulder for a year and then all of a sudden, like you're not going
to be broken down.
So you're going to be broken. Yeah. So eat well, meditate, sleep, exercise. And then if in the future, somebody that you do love gets sick or something happens, that is really a really heavy boulder that you have to carry.
That you have to carry.
Be able to, you have to carry, then you'll be able to do it. But don't do it. Don't pick it up until you need to.
Right.
Exactly. Because there are times where you have to, where you'll have to carry that boulder around.
For sure.
Or just not do it like Monday through Friday. You
like
know,
Rick
all
carries
the
me Absolutely. On the show every week.
Yeah.
Rick just.
Like, happens. So, you know, when you have to pick up the boulder, you'll be strong enough to pick it up, but hopefully you never will. Or hopefully you can sort of like kick it a bit and then goes away.
Maybe roll it a little bit.
No,
and...
Just roll. Exactly.
Yeah.
Holiday in Stillness is the Key talks about this a little bit. He's talking about anger and it's like, you know, you're angry. If you let anger control you, right, you might spout off and say something you don't want to say to somebody. You can always go back and apologize for that. But guess what? You still,
it's already been said.
You still said
it's already been said,
right?
Yeah,
so,
no,
like,
sure.
And I that like
you
really,
can't unring a bell,
right? That just like really resonated with me. It's like, man, there's a you know, I could think of that's an issue that I have is sometimes like saying something and just being like, why?
Oh my god, yeah, it's just
do
to
I have
get
to say
trigger
that,
happy, totally.
You know. And if you
and
really
all,
practice
it,
that,
it's so
yeah.
hard, yeah. But it's all that. It's like I love that you say the word practice because all of this, it's a muscle that needs to get stronger, right? That idea of having the patience to not react to an emotion, to be able to step back and observe yourself and sort of say like, is this useful? What's going on? How can I better handle this? Like, am I just really hungry? Do I need to eat something? Do I need to sleep? Do I need to drink some water? Do I need to phone my mom? Do I need to phone like, but it's that ability to sort of step back and look at your life from that bird's eye view of it and sort of say.
And as a fitness person, I think you'll like this analogy. I think of like somebody who's like, you know what? I'm going to be the person that can bench press 400 pounds. Okay. And you sign up for a bench press competition like 2 years in the future, but then you never do any bench press. And then expecting to go to like the bench press competition and just get like crushed by the thing, right? That's what the practice is. Going to the gym is mindfulness, is like is distancing yourself from your emotions and like actually like kind of seeing yourself in space before you do something stupid. I love, there's another quote. This is Viktor Frankl. This is out of Man's Search for Meaning. He says, there's a quote in there that's like live right now, like you're getting a chance to relive it and you didn't make the mistake you made the first time.
Oh, I love that. It's so
and
true.
And it's just like,
eh?
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah,
like,
it's so good. He's brilliant.
That's another, Man's Search for Meaning is another one that's, it's like a 4-hour audiobook. Yeah. It's a, you know, it's
I'm
really
searching that.
It's
Man's Search for Meaning.
Yeah. It's an amazing. Yeah. He's an amazing
I've probably read
and
it.
And it's,
five
but
or
it's
six
so,
times.
So true. Everything he's, says that it's that ability to sort of, I think of it almost of being the producer of your life. Like I think we all become, you know, the main event of our movie. Like you become you're the Angelina Jolie or the Brad Pitt. It's like all, and
Brad
then you
Pitt.
Lose perspective of like, you lose perspective of what's going on and like how your actions are affecting others, how other people see you, how it's, what's the big picture. And you get, and then you can get really caught up in that emotion of like, oh my God, I'm so sad. I keep going like with the, having to eat the cookies because I work a lot of people with a lot of people who have like emotional.
Cookies are good. Hey,
anything.
Let's say
right?
it. Tell
no,
like
but
it, is.
It could be like getting angry at getting angry at the wrong person or getting angry at your spouse when really it's something about you or, you know, but it's that ability to be like, okay, so if I was the producer of this movie, what is this character feeling? What's the reason going on? What would they have?
That's
to
a mindfulness practice right there.
To make
like,
themselves better. Yeah, exactly.
You're like tricking your brain into being mindful, like looking at like what you're doing now. It's like it's
just
like
taking a pause,
like thinking about what you're thinking about is another one of those kind of running in a circle tricks. Like if you can only think of that one thing at a time, so if you think about what you're thinking about, that's like that's a mindfulness anchor, which is kind of
so,
like wait, people are like wait, that doesn't make any sense, but if you just do it, you can
it's
do
that,
it.
It's like a meta moment. It's like a moment within the moment,
right?
To sort
right
of say, like,
you guys
like,
are inceptioning me over
here. Yeah, right. Rick's folding in on himself.
But I do think that everybody listening, like they're probably all thinking like what the hell, like, but it takes practice and it's hard. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm very open about the fact that I've been in therapy for 20 years and I still sometimes I'm like, what the F? Like, how can I have been in therapy for 20 years and I still made that wrong decision?
Imagine if you hadn't been in therapy for 20 years.
I've never done therapy.
Yeah, geez.
But like, we all make, it's, I don't know. I think the thing about this pandemic, it amplifies a lot of the issues that we always need to face. And one of those issues is finding this wonderful balance between holding ourselves accountable and having those growth moments and that growth mindset, that Carol Dweck growth mindset thing, but also being like giving ourselves a little bit of grace and knowing that we're doing sort of the best we can, but finding like that balance between the two. So it's compassion, but it's self-compassion from a place of like that we love ourselves, like from a place of being like a parent. Like you wouldn't be a parent and say to your kid, oh, I love you so much, here's 14 tubs of ice cream. Like that's not compassionate. So it's so, but you would say to a kid like, oh, let's like maybe, you know, let's have a really small piece and really savor it, like, you know. So it's that idea of like stepping back to yourself and finding the balance between those two extremes, you know. You're not letting yourself off the hook, but you're also not berating yourself and being mean to yourself. And that's, I think, a trick in the pandemic.
Yeah.
We all are very stressed.
Right. Okay. I can't believe we're at 30 minutes.
What?
I know. And I was going to say, I love this idea too, that like, okay, this also has kind of forced us to self-identify. Why do you do what you do? Do you wake up every morning and shower and like have your routines and all that because of your job, because of your kids, or is it inside of you? Would you do it anyway? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that Ryan Holiday talks about is during this time is like, keep your routines, keep that going. It's like, why do you do what you do? Is it because you are the kind of person that's going to get up and like be productive, or are there like external factors that are forcing you to be like someone that you're really not?
If I didn't have to go to the office still Monday through Friday, I would, you know, foot-long beard, yellow teeth.
Foot-long beard with a foot-long hot dog. Yeah.
There'd be no teeth brushing whatsoever.
I have been flossing. I'll say that.
You have been flossing. Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think to your point, and just the thing that I might leave everybody to think about is just this idea of our lives have all changed so much because of the pandemic. And again, it amplifies this idea that we can always create habits by default or design, which I think is sort of similar to what you're talking about with the Ryan Holiday. It's like, but because our lives have changed, that the shift gives us the opportunity to create habits by design, right? Like, and it's super, their new habits are going to be created no matter what. Like, that's, I think the trick is that people to understand, like, you're on a diet no matter what, you're either just conscious of it or not. You have an exercise program, it's either just conscious or not. Like, and maybe it's a Netflix sitting watching, but it's still like, that is your program. Even if you're doing nothing, right? And you have habits, no matter if you've created them intentionally or not. And this is an opportunity, because you're not going into the office anymore, you're stuck with your kids, to be like, okay, so what do I want? Like, if I am designing the life and my habits, like, what are anchors that are really important to me? So for example, for me, like, education is really important. So I just signed up for a level one animal flow certification all on Zoom, because I was like, I can't not travel for conferences. So like, I have to design that into my life.
I thought she was going to say she signed up for level one Spanish, Rick. And I was going to be like,
yes!
I'm learning Spanish.
Mark is learning Spanish. One word at a time.
I'm really bad at languages, so that probably should be what I signed up for.
I should have signed up for Canadian and just learned Canadian.
Just said A all the time?
And sorry. You have to say sorry a lot of times.
Yeah. Okay, we got to let you go. This is, but hang on. We're the last question.
Yes.
Well, quickly, are you still at the same places? Is it KathleenTrotter.com and your book is still the same?
Yes, KathleenTrotter.com. Yeah, and Fit by Kathleen T is on all my socials. Although now that everybody knows my email, they can just email me.
Right.
There you go.
And then, okay, the final question. I'm taking a question that I ask everybody. I'm kind of putting a little COVID spin on it. Achoo, too soon. What is something that you enjoy about life, or something that you do to make life more enjoyable in this shelter in place context? Something that you look up for and like you're excited about?
Yeah, podcasts, honestly.
Really?
I absolutely love. Yeah, no, truly. Like, a good podcast, if I'm in a bad mood, I really, you know, going back to that sort of state story strategy, I will not allow myself to create a strategy until I've listen to a podcast. So like a Tim Ferriss podcast or a Ryan Holiday, like the one that Tim Ferriss and Ryan Holiday did about COVID and like mind blown.
Yeah.
And then I listen to that and I'm like, I am a happier human. And then I'm so much able to make better decisions.
Would you say being a guest on podcasts would also be something?
100%. I did this on my birthday. I've said that already.
Yeah.
I'm a really big believer in creating the life that, doing the actions that I know will make me a happier version of Kathleen, happier, more productive, healthier. That. And so doing podcasts, like, this has made my night. Like, this has made me, I had a very long day today and I had a lot of stressors and I was like very tired. And now I'm awake and thank you very much. Now I'm not going to be able to sleep.
It's now you're going to start Don't F with Cats and you're not going to be able to go to bed because you're going to watch all like six episodes tonight.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, I know. I love being on podcasts. I love this.
Awesome. You joined the elite group of two-time guests on the show. So thank
you
very
much.
We're
going to give you a blazer with a number two.
Amazing. And if I watch this Cats show, maybe I can come on a third time and we can talk about Cats.
Yes, we could just do a whole thing about that.
Just
that
all
series.
On the show.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Then we'll do Tiger King next.
I also have not seen Tiger King. I don't think he's very good at these shows about animals.
After four episodes, you'll be like, man, these people are real wacky. And then after six episodes, you're going to be like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. I feel like
can't
I need to shower after
this. Oh, gosh.
You're going to feel disgusting. Right. So just...
Well...
You're just forewarning me. Okay,
yes.
I got it.
Well, this will be up probably...
There are no winners in the Tiger King story.
No, there are not.
No winners at all.
I have heard that, which is why I didn't watch it, because I just don't need anything else in my life. I feel like that's the other thing I really do to make myself happy, is I curate what I listen to. There's not a lot... like. Minimal amount of news, only good set programs, and not a lot of shows that make me feel
garbage in, garbage out, Rick.
That's what my mama used to say when I would swear. Say, darn it.
Oh my God. She shouldn't meet me then.
She shouldn't meet me either.
You and Rick are peas in a pod. Rick is. His ears are smoking at the end of every show of all the cuss words he didn't say. But anyway,
well, I like it.
Yeah.
We are
birds of a feather.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're kindred spirits, as Anne of Green Gables would say.
There you go.
Which is a Canadian reference for you guys.
My mother loves Anne of Green Gables, the whole series.
Maybe
they live on a farm,
like me,
and she put up a big sign at the front gate and calls it Green Gables.
Oh my God. Okay. So you tell your mother that I love her, and you tell her that when I grew up, so my mom was an actress when I was growing up, and I was only allowed to watch 1 hour of TV a week, and it had to be Canadian. And therefore I read like all of the books ever. And sometimes one of the hours of TV I would watch would be the Anne of Green Gables movies, because if it was a movie, it was also Canada's TV. So yes, I love Anne of Green Gables.
I need to put that in the show notes.
See, there you go. Right. Small world.
Awesome. Well, hey,
small world.
Well, we will let you go. Thank you so much. It's late there. Go to bed.
Yes.
And we'll hopefully see you again soon.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
You're listening to the Simply Human podcast.
That was a very interesting program.
That's so funny that she didn't like, it was like 8 minutes in and she
and
was
she's like,
all
right, when are we going to start this thing? Like, we're going.
We're going.
Full steam. I think people appreciate that, right?
Yeah. Well,
you know,
if she had said
straight into the
if she had said like no, like I can't, like, or if she had said something that she didn't want to say, I would have gone back. But she was like totally cool.
She
with
would
it.
Have like had a long thing about, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, all right. Well, let's wrap this up because I want to go watch the Michael Jordan documentary.
Okay.
Pointing to my hat. So don't forget, you check. See if you like the YouTube video version of this. If not, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. But check it out. Subscribe. You point to your corner.
Send us some emails. Send us some tweets. Send us some Facebooks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We need to do.
We want your ideas on what kind of content you want. Because we're going to maybe start, you know, if we hear the same suggestion, we may start ramping stuff up and doing like kind of smaller videos or.
Yeah.
You know, Q&As or we don't know. Well, like whatever you guys want, just let us know.
Leave us a review on iTunes. Buy a shirt when it goes up and then post a picture of it and we'll shout
By
you
far,
out.
By far, our most active social media is Facebook,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then check out our Facebook. We'll try to make sure we put it on the other stuff, but we'll put that the t-shirt stuff on there the day it happens.
So. Sweet. All right.
Awesome.
That was good. I think the tip of the week is re-listen to that show.
Yeah,
there was just a lot of really
good
stuff in there as far as.
And I like how she's a fitness expert, but like we didn't ever really hit on like, all right, here's how you do a curl.
Except for my bench press
activity. Like overall, like kind of mental fitness.
Right.
How that plays into physical fitness. I think that's something that's overlooked a lot of times. So I'm glad that's kind of the direction that the conversation took.
That was very interesting. That was good. I really do like the video. Even if we don't keep doing the video, like releasing the video.
I like it too.
Even if it's just audio, I like the video.
It makes it feel like you're having a better, like an actual conversation.
And I can do this.
Yes. And I have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Instead of
I do.
Like,
I do like that. That's one thing. I feel like you're very engaged in this. Okay. So I guess we just scheduled a show in September. So, and this is not, I want to reach back out to like Kate Galliette and Jenny Lavoie and several others and have them back on. And so we've got a steady, when I can't think of the word, I'm just going to make that.
You just do that? Why don't you just say hot dog? Just a placeholder.
Did you read the article on The Athletic about the guy that brought hot dogs to like baseball games for the first time?
No.
It's in the red.
Hey, can you please fix your password on The Athletic to not be like 500 like random letters and numbers?
Just
and
copy
and
paste. Just copy and paste it.
Copy and paste it from where?
When
I have
it
written
it
on a post-it note
no.
on my computer.
When I texted it to you or email it
no,
to
I
yourself.
No, I read it on the to pay in the login.
Well,
why
excuse me.
Password?
Send
just, like,
me.
Mark Rogers has stank breath. That could be your password.
Rick,
why did you say that? He did.
All right. Happy Mother's Day. That is going to do it for this edition of the Silly Human Podcast.
And remember,
are you guys recording this?
So until next time, enjoy.